cloudy, but a comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, cloudy. I think we're dry during the evening. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperature 64. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Millbrook police say a suspect is in custody after a social media threat led to a lockdown of several Elmore County schools Thursday. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis tells us the threat was made towards Stanhope Elmore High School. Montgomery police have arrested a teenage boy after they say he brought a gun onto Carver High School's campus. Police say the teen is charged with terroristic threats, marijuana possession, and trespassing. They tell us he is not a current student at Carver High School. And city employees in Selma have learned they won't be getting paid this week due to a lack of funds. Earlier this week, nearly 70 Selma City employees were notified they'll be laid off November 5th. The Selma City Council is holding a special called meeting today to discuss the issue. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100, or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th through 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The 7th annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale's going on now with incredible deals at Lumber Liquidators. We've got hundreds of floors on sale, up to 50% off, in stock and ready to go. Save big on waterproof floors, all on sale from just 39 cents. Get wood look laminate flooring, all on sale, up to 40% off. Pre-finished hardwood and bamboo starting at 99 cents, plus special financing. Stop by your local Lumber Liquidators store or visit lumberliquidators.com today.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump said appears missing Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is now pulling out of a Saudi investment conference.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo listened to the recording. Turkish authorities say that U.S. resident, the Washington Post writer, was dismembered.
The floodgates are open on multiple dams across central Texas. More than a foot of rain in the last 72 hours.
Renewed attention on the U.S.-Mexico border as a migrant caravan grows to 4,000 people.
As you know, I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border. The issue of immigration is reaching a boiling point here at the West Wing, sparking that explosive shouting match between two of the president's top aides, his national security advisor, John Bolton, and his chief of staff, John Kelly.
The former head of USA Gymnastics is behind bars. Steve Penny, arrested overnight by U.S. Marshals at a Tennessee cabin.
He's got it! And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series!
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
76 degrees outside. Stock market is up 71 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello,
hello. Big TGIF to you, my friend.
Oh, right back at you.
I know, man. I'm ready for the weekend to begin. You know me, my favorite day of the week, Friday. I always like it. Usually have plenty of callers and a lot going on here. 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey the producer know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And then, for any caller, which we'll be doing the drawing today, we're doing the gift basket from Tweet Creek Farm Market. $60 value. You know what's in that basket? Whatever you put in there. They let you walk around and just shop. $60 worth of shopping and put it in your basket and take it home. That is a deal. Also a reminder that they are doing the Harvest Fest there. Starts at 10 o'clock on tomorrow and then 10 o'clock on Sunday. $10 wristband for kids, $6 for adults. They got the Moo Train. I might get on the Moo Train myself. Might be a little big for the Moo Train, but I think it looks like fun. Then they've got hay rides, they got pumpkin carvings, they got face painting, and they got great, great, great things.
No, Dan, I usually, you know, you're a grown man, you live your own life, but I don't know if you should go on the Moo Train. Leave that up to the kids. Leave that to the kids.
Do you think we ought to have some adult beverages and get on the Moo Train?
Well, now you're selling me on it.
Am I moving you along?
Let's decide this off air.
I like that. Also, another big reminder here, and I personally think that Fresh Market messed up on this, but they have $7.99 a pound for either whole or half section of the New York strip steak prime. I'm going to get a half of one. So I'm going to do, I measure two of them. One was 10 and a half pounds, the other one was a little under 12. So it's going to run you anywhere from 5 pounds to, say, 6 pounds. And that's a bargain to get that many high-quality steaks out of that.
Yeah, and freeze a few of them and get them cut.
I'm going to cook two of them for tomorrow night and then freeze the rest. I may go ahead and go get a whole thing of it.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean, it's such a bargain. Then, you know what they did to make me really feel good? They sent me a coupon for $10 off any purchase of $50 or more.
Wow.
That's a sink for me, man. That's a sink. Let me bring in our good friend from the city of Montgomery, the guy who puts together all the events for downtown and other places, my good friend Ken Reynolds. Ken, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show. We need to discuss tomorrow.
Absolutely, and I'm going to tell you right now that I know exactly where you can come to get that wine to go with those steaks. You can come down and join us tomorrow afternoon from 3 until 6 for the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival.
There you go, guys, and you can get tickets where?
Tickets are available at Filet and Vine in Cloverdale. They're also available at our office in Riverwalk Stadium, where home of the Montgomery Biscuits, at 200 Coosa Street, or you can get them online at our great website, www.funinmontgomery.com. And we will also have a number of tickets available at the event for purchase as well in our box office.
At the box office, and that's to the left before you go down the tunnel?
To the left of the tunnel, yes.
Do you, if they buy it online, because somebody asked me this, right after the show, can you do it e-ticket? Would you print out your ticket?
Yes, you can either print your ticket at home, or when you buy them online, you have the option of picking them up at will call.
Okay, let's talk where the event's going to be tomorrow. Is it going to be under the shed or out on the river?
Well, after a great deal of back and forth and looking at the weather and thinking about how we can best provide the entertainment and the variety that we need to for the folks, we have decided that for the first time in 9 years, we are going to hold this event under the train shed, because if there's even a chance of rain, we want to make sure that folks get to come out and have a great time.
Under the shed. Under the shed. I like that. Because then you can enjoy your wine in peace without worry. And then also that big screen TV is going to look good for the game.
Absolutely. There'll be shade under there for the big screen TV. So that's going to work well. And in addition to that, as folks come in, now we're going to do the entrance down on the east side of the shed. You'll actually come into the end of the shed that's closest to Coosa Street. There's a parking lot right there. There's parking on Coosa Street. There's also the Coosa Street.
Right down the deck.
There's also the Coosa Street parking deck. So we're going to make it really, really easy for folks to come in, park, and still be able to enjoy the event.
Because not all exits or entrances are open, right?
Well, we do have a little issue with one of the entrances that we're working on. Just a little accident that happened, but that's being taken care of by a group of professionals. And we're coming in that other entrance to make sure that we keep folks safe and everybody has a great time. A
couple of questions, again, that were asked. I want to read, because if they don't remember it, then to me, they didn't hear it. Let's talk about food.
All right, we've got food vendors are going to be there. Papa John's Pizza will be there, because if you're wanting one of those good Italian red wines, what goes better than a slice of pizza? And then also we have Derode Cafe coming down, and she's going to provide some great international cuisine to go with those wines from all over the country and all over the world.
All right, so what you can do is you can have a wine tasting and then have a little plate of food and kind of walk around and sample it and see how it pairs with food.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to have a great group of professionals out there from all of the Alabama wine distributors, as well as a number of wineries themselves. So we'll have a great group of folks who can answer all your questions about wine. And as I've said before, whether you're a novice looking for just trying to figure out where your palate is, or whether you're a connoisseur looking for that next great bottle for your cellar, we're going to have something for everybody tomorrow.
I have one couple that's really excited about it. They were really excited about it. They said that sounded like the best thing that I'd ever heard, and so they're coming tomorrow.
Well, you know, several years ago, we moved the Riverbend Brewfest that we do in the spring from down on the riverfront up to the train shed, and it has been a huge success there. So all of you folks that have been to the Brewfest, you know exactly what a great event we can put on at that venue, and we're going to do the same thing with the wine festival tomorrow for the first time.
Those Chris's hot dogs and the beer go really well together.
Yes, they do.
David Ingram and I would go sample a couple beers, go back and get a hot dog. Sample a couple beers, go back and get a hot dog. I mean, we were running back a trail from there. Here's another question that somebody asked that I did not ask you this. Who are the pourers? Who pours the wine?
The wine is actually going to be poured. We've got a great group of volunteers that are going to be helping out, but we will actually have representatives from all of the distributorships and the wineries there at their individual stations pouring their wine, so that when you're getting your wine samples and you're tasting them, you actually have the opportunity to talk to the professionals about what you're tasting.
Perfect, because you've got somebody that's coming that it loves wine, and that's they're going. Is the person that's pouring, is that just a volunteer, or are they actually from the distributor, and are they familiar with the wine? And what you're saying is, yes, they are familiar with the wine, so they can talk about composition and things like that.
Absolutely. All the different varietals that'll be there, and we'll have everything from sweet German wines to wonderful French Cabernets and Cabernet Francs, and pretty much everything in between. There'll be some great champagne for folks that are shopping for a little something for a special occasion, or to make any occasion special.
But I did not know that, okay? Now, that's another turn-on for this thing, because trying to pick out, people pick out a bottle of champagne based on price and based on looks of the bottle, and they don't know what it tastes like inside. And so this is a great opportunity, folks, for you to sample some champagnes, find a price point to see if you think it's worth that, and then you're not guessing. You're going to know. And that's a great thing to have.
Absolutely.
You know what tastes really good with champagne?
Everything.
Popcorn. It really does. It really tastes good with popcorn. I went to a party and somebody had a big old bowl of popcorn, one salted, one buttered and salted, and he said, try it. And I tried it, and it was delicious. It just, the flavor just blows up in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Okay, so again, tell me where they can get the tickets.
Tickets are available at Filet and Vine in Cloverdale, and they're also available at our website, www.funinmontgomery.com. You can also pick them up at our office at 200 Coosa Street, or you can order them. You can also call on the phone to our office at 334-625-2100, purchase them over the phone, and still pick them up at the will call. And if you do go online, you have the option of either picking them up at will call, or you can print them out at home. And once again this year, the tickets are only $30.
Folks, need to take advantage of this. It's a very inexpensive way to find some really, really good wines and
champagnes.
And champagnes.
Sparkling wine is what, but...
And don't forget, we're going to have live music at the event also, so there's a little something for everybody. And if you are...
Oh, that's Wyatt.
Wyatt will be playing for us. Wyatt Edmondson.
Wyatt is... I've known his family forever. They're fabulous people. And Wyatt, we go to church together.
And one of the other questions we get is, what if I have a designated driver? If you have a designated driver, your driver can get in absolutely free. They can come in, they can enjoy the food, they can enjoy the music, they can enjoy the ambiance of the event. And if they are not actually sampling wines, there is no cost whatsoever. But if you do have your ticket and you do get your wristband, of course you get that great two-bottle wine bag, you get that etched wine glass, and once again, those incredible baguettes of bread from the Renaissance that they'll be delivering to my office at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
And let me tell you, the wine bags are great, particularly if you're going over to someone's house and you just drop two bottles of wine in there instead of trying to carry that in with some food and stuff. It's a great way to kind of tote your wine around, particularly if you're going to someone's house.
Absolutely.
Ken, I think you're going to have done it again, my friend.
Well, we hope so. It's a little bit of a change and a little bit different this year, but I don't necessarily see that as a bad thing because we want to keep things moving and keep things changing up a little bit. And the main thing is that we provide a great event for all the folks who want to come out and join us.
Ken, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate what you do for the city, and I appreciate the great events that you put on. Next ones you've got coming, make sure you see me. Dan Morris Show, News Talk 93.1. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We're WOW. We're for streaming, surfing, and gaming. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. For browsing, watching, and chatting. We're for endless entertainment and wonderful Wi-Fi. We're for more browsing and less buffering. For more working and less waiting. All with a helping hand and a high five to top it all off. We're for bringing you internet, TV, and phone. We're WOW, and we're for all. Visit WOWWay.com to learn more.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit.
Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Love Fridays here. Hey, by the way, let's give away two tickets to the wine tasting for tomorrow. What do you think?
Okay.
Let's do it. That's open to any caller. Any caller also can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Yeah, Wayne, I won't mention his last name, he won the tickets, and he texted me last night and said, did I win something? I said, yeah. So he's excited about that. I'm amazed at the number of people going to this event that I know. And there's some, and what sold them on exactly what I said is that, you know, going in for $30 and being able to sample a whole bunch of wines and find out, that will just save you. You will get that back real fast by not buying bad wine. So you can do that. Let's see. Let me go back to where we began with 272-9228. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for Fresh Market. Also, any callers are eligible for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That's $60 value. You know what's in that gift basket? Things that you put in it. How about that? They'll also have Harvest Fest beginning tomorrow at 10 o'clock and Sunday at 10 o'clock. Take the kids down there. Enjoy your activities. They'll be doing the moo train, hay rides, face painting. They're going to have music. They're going to have a bunch of stuff. Let's head to the phones here. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. I was wanting to get in on the Sweet Creek drawing and the other one you had going on.
We got you in for both. Let me get your month and day of birth, John.
All right. It's going to be 5/17.
Now, say something to me other than you just want to get in on the drawing now. Makes you sound...
Oh, well, I do have a question to ask.
Sure.
Now that everything with Judge Kavanaugh and confirmed and everything like that, where's Christine Blase Ford now?
Say the last part again.
Where is Christine Blase Ford now? Where are they at now?
She's...
They've, disappeared.
Yeah, disappeared is exactly right. I tell you what, I believe that there's some people that are going to be doing some background investigation on her that are more the conservative side of reporting. Veritas is actually the name of the group. And I think they're going to come out with some things.
Oh, yeah. Dan, you can answer this question for me. And it's one that's been heating me up. They were talking about with the probe investigation and everything with President Trump, and I seen something that was talking about impeach Trump. Or is there really something like that going on where they're actually trying to do that right now?
To impeach Trump?
Uh huh.
Well, there's a group of Democrats. They're in the minority, but they're a group of Democrats that is their signature, and they are. That's what they're telling their people. And Sheila Jackson Lee is one of them. Maxine Waters is another. People like that. And the more they get out and say that, the better it is for Trump.
Right. I've seen a shirt that says impeach Trump. And it said impeach Trump. Pence takes over. Pence pardons Trump. Pence resigns. Trump takes back over. Trump hires Pence as vice president. I loved it.
That's kind of complicated, but I like that, John. John, good luck on the drawing today. We'll be doing that towards the end of the show, okay?
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too, John. Yeah, you guys said if you're in on any drawing today, make sure you listen in because the tickets are good only for tomorrow. So you need to listen in. Sue, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good.
That is good. Good to hear from you.
I just wanted to get in on the sweet drawing.
You got it. Give me month and day of birth.
4/11.
Did you get that, Joey?
Yes.
Okay, do you want to say anything to me? You just want to get the sweet quick?
No, I'm doing a good job. I don't need to say anything
because
y'all do everything good.
Sue, I want you to have a great day, my dear.
Thank you, and you too.
Ta-ta.
When all else fails, flattery is a wise policy.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Especially with somebody as ugly as me. Okay, let's pick up some stories here. Fox and Friends, Mexico sends police to southern border. Listen to this story. Very interesting.
Planes filled with police and riot gear landing at the border of Mexico and Guatemala.
President Trump praising that move as the migrant caravan inches closer to the U.S.
Well, right now, Griff Jenkins is live way down in McAllen, Texas, with the administration's plan to stop those thousands from crossing into Mexico and then crossing into the United States. Hey, Griff.
I am in Ground Zero, the heaviest trafficked sector of the entire U.S.-Mexico border. As the president keeps eyes on that caravan hundreds of miles of where I'm standing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will meet today with Mexican officials to try and implement a plan to stop that caravan along the Mexican border. We saw more than 500 federal officers deployed in that effort. We will see what happens. Last night, the president at a rally in Montana thanking the Mexican government for their efforts. Listen.
I just want to thank the Mexican government because they're stopping it hopefully before it ever gets to Mexico. I'm willing to send the military to defend our southern border if necessary. All caused because of the illegal immigration onslaught brought by the Democrats because they refuse to acknowledge or to change the laws. They like it.
But here's the thing, guys, and here's why I'm standing where I am right now, and that is for hundreds of miles before that caravan gets here, the problem on this border is already exploding. A record number of illegal families crossing, more than 16,000 last month. That is an 80% increase since July when the administration reversed their policy on the zero tolerance. And get this number, 107,000, more than 107,000 family members taken into custody in fiscal year 2018. That shatters the record set in 2016, which is just over 78,000. And where I am in the Rio Grande Valley sector, RGV, they are seeing a 300% increase in family units coming since this time last year. More than 5,400 in just this one station in the last 2 weeks, and countless loads of dope. The pressure already mounting on this border, and that's why the president is talking about this being a major issue in the midterms. Less than a month away, guys.
There's a lot of information in that, so let me go to a break and we'll discuss. 272-9228. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Bay River region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infiniti has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268 horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infiniti. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 1031. 18. See dealer for details.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Tonight's Mega Millions lottery drawing has another zero added to it.
The Mega Millions jackpot for tonight is $1 billion, the largest Mega Millions jackpot in history.
As Georgia Lottery President Gretchen Corbin, Powerball had a $1.5 billion jackpot in 2016. That lottery, by the way, is up to $430 million for tomorrow night's drawing. The Mega Millions winning odds, 1 in 302.5 million. Jamie Kloss, a 13-year-old girl whose parents were found murdered Monday in Wisconsin, is now on the FBI's top missing persons list, expanding the search nationwide.
James and Denise Kloss shot to death, their daughter likely there to witness her parents' murder, and now she has vanished. So far, we have talked to family and neighbors, all telling us they don't know of anyone who would want to kill this Wisconsin couple.
Fox's Matt Finn. This is Fox News.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for the next batch of weather changes over the weekend as a important frontal system approaches the area. Today, clouds on the increase, becoming mostly cloudy, but a comfortable day with a high temperature up to about 76. Tonight, cloudy. I think we're dry during the evening. Chance of showers late tonight, maybe in the wee hours of the morning. Low temperatures 64. Now, tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around in generous supply, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. That's ahead of a cold front approaching. Much cooler Saturday night. Overnight low temperature 50 by dawn Sunday morning. Sunday will feel like fall with a high temperature around 67, a breezy, cooler day with sunshine, and the low temperature by Monday morning falls to the middle 40s, coolest of the season so far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Excuse me. 272-9228, that's where we are. We'll get in for the drawing for the Fresh Market, Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Two tickets to the wine tasting. Man, we're loaded for bear here. Both $60 values, by the way. We'll be doing that drawing at the end of the show. It's going to be a great event, by the way. Let's see here. Let's go over what we just heard. Several really important factors. They're sending 500 police enforcement with riot gear down to the Guatemalan-Mexico border. Now, let me kind of explain to you something that Mexico has. They have what's called the Estado Mayor, and it's a police, national police force that is there. And the guy who is in charge of it and I became really good friends, by the way. And they're serious folks. It's kind of like a paramilitary police force. And whenever El Presidente goes somewhere, the Estado Mayor is the one that basically does it. It's their kind of uniformed, ready for combat type Secret Service equivalent, but they do a national police force. So they're sending down the Estado Mayor. These are probably 500 pretty tough guys that are out there that are ready for some little combat. I've watched these guys enforce protesters at summits and things like that that we've done in Mexico. They don't play. They do not play. Now, if you step off the curb and they tell you not to step out of the curb, you will feel it, let's say.
Breathing out of a hose for the next few days.
Well, just say you'll be spending the night in a jail that has no roof to it. Which there actually is.
Right,
they actually have those, you know. So that's pretty important that they're doing that, and they're trying to stop them before they come into Mexico and try to stop them there. I'm going to guess that they didn't kind of just do that on their own, but they did it with the kind of the urging of Trump and or Pompeo and or national security type folks. And they probably said, you go and do that and we'll pay for it for you. In other words, we'll reimburse you for any expense that you have on that and do it in kind of a quiet way. And think how much cheaper that is to stop them there at the Guatemalan border, which is much more narrow than the U.S. border. I think the Guatemalan border is like 400 miles and we're like 2,000 miles or something.
Right.
So That will be a big help. I'm kind of surprised that hadn't been thought of long before now, but I think this is going to work out well for Trump. I think they're going to see him being a little smarter about things, and you know, that really is the way to do it. Get Mexico to build the wall at Guatemala, pay for it with our money, and stop it there, and then go back and reinforce the border here and give them some money to stop people from coming up. That will put an end to it real fast, and everybody will be happy. Let's play the other update that just happened. I just sent you on Pompeo, which is big. He's flying down to Mexico. He's there now, meeting with El Presidente and his counterparts.
He does. The Secretary of State's in Mexico City. He says that the Mexican government is working in good faith to address this issue. Thousands of migrants migrants coming north from Central America towards the United States. He says the U.S. and Mexico are doing a little more work on this. They still have work to do to address this issue. He also says that he's coordinating with officials from the existing and incoming governments there. Mexico's new government takes over December 1st. Mexico has announced it will return migrants coming through Mexico to their home countries. Mexico also says it's coordinating with the United Nations Refugee Agency to help deal with migrants heading north from Central America and fleeing poverty and violence there. The State Department says it welcomes the Mexico-United Nations cooperation. The secretary arrived in Mexico coming from Panama yesterday, where he had meetings with officials there, Bill.
Okay, so this is what you get paid the big bucks for, is to do exactly this. I think it's very smart, much more, a very good way of doing this, and it's a good protocol that they're doing on this thing. 272-9228. Let me see which way we want to go here. Catherine Herridge is going to be talking about Representative Meadows that we talked about on the show yesterday, calling for Rosenstein to resign.
House Republicans digging into the Justice Department's conduct before and after the president's election today heard again from a former top FBI attorney about whether one of his colleagues sought to undermine President Trump. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has that story from Capitol Hill tonight.
Mr. Baker, did you think that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was serious about recording the president? Mr. Baker, will you take our questions?
While the FBI's former top lawyer ignored reporters, Republican lawmakers said James Baker did not back away from his October 3rd testimony that he believed Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was serious about recording the president in May 2017. Lawmakers said Baker was not in the Rosenstein meeting and relied on accounts from senior FBI officials, including then acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who was fired for lying to federal investigators.
It was the actions and it was the words of McCabe that led Baker to believe that this was very serious and that it was moving into an operational phase.
In a statement, Rosenstein said he never authorized the secret recordings, and a source in the room said his comments were sarcastic. Republicans still want Rosenstein to clear the air with an interview under oath, but so far there is no agreement. One Republican went further.
It's time that Rod Rosenstein steps down. He should do so immediately. Would serve this president well.
In a rare interview posted last night by the Wall Street Journal, Rosenstein defended the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation. Quote, people are entitled to be frustrated, he said. I can accept that. But at the end of the day, the public will have confidence that the cases we brought were warranted by the evidence and that it was an appropriate use of resources. On his own job security, quote, you serve at the pleasure of the president, and there's never been any ambiguity about that in my mind.
Justice Department official offered a brisk no comment after Congressman Meadows called for Rosenstein's resignation. In the last few minutes, we've had confirmation that the Deputy Attorney General has agreed to a transcribed interview on October 24th. It will be conducted by the chairman and ranking members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees.
Okay, to add to that, Nellie Orr is testifying as we speak, and she is using spousal privilege to not be able to testify because of her husband, Bruce Orr.
Is right.
So that one's going to be curious. And what, I mean, if you have a relationship that is a Justice Department relationship with your spouse outside, and you have done something that you're not supposed to do, I'm not sure how spousal privilege gets you there. Now, because spousal privilege, and if there's an attorney in the audience that wants to respond to this, but I think what it is that if I'm learning something about my spouse because she is my spouse,
right?
Then you can't testify. In other words, it's because you're a spouse. Not because if I had a business relationship with it. So
it's like, I mean, to put it blunt, it's like something you discuss in the bedroom at night. Like, I mean, and I don't mean anything sexual by that. I mean, it's like it's intimate moments that things you share with your spouse, you shouldn't have to testify against them because of that.
Or that you learn because you're in the same household with them and they're your spouse. And the reason there's a kind of a case you study when you're doing financial tax planning and this kind of stuff, that a spouse did before the IRS and said, well, I can't talk to you about him about that because of spousal privilege. And then they did the same thing for your spouse. The IRS said, nope, you signed the tax return, so you're both on the line. Hmm. And it was not a, it was a moment that you both had a business investment interest into each other. So they lost that, like, fast.
And they would have won it if they hadn't both been involved in, like, a business venture together. If just hadn't been that person living there.
Right. And because they both signed the taxes.
Right.
The tax returns. So, you know, not... Ignorance is no excuse, and it's what the IRS tells you as far as spouses. And you can't say what you know. You cannot not say what you know because of the spousal rule. You must.
When's Congressmen. When I saw this yesterday, I didn't express it a lot on air, but I was a little annoyed. Like Mark Meadows again, Rosenstein needs to resign. And Jim Jordan, when's the last time Congress put somebody in jail?
Oh, no, yeah, they've got a jail down, they have a jail down in the basement.
I know, why don't they use it? Because they make all this noise, and they've done it for years, Democrats and Republicans. Like, I want somebody to go up there and test them, and be like, I hold this body in contempt. You're a bunch of Looney Tunes. Shut up. And, like, get them to put you in the jail downstairs.
Well, we now have learned that Rosenstein is going to testify next week. He's going to testify a closed hearing, and he's going to testify, and you know who the inquisitor is?
Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy. He's the only inquisitor, too.
No, I do like that.
I like that a lot. Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon. I was calling about the migration situation.
Yes.
And I think it's just really kind of ironic this is happening right before midterm elections. And finally, you know, Trump says the things everybody thinks. You know, he came out in one of his speeches and said, hey, there's someone that's paying these people to make these moves. And you know, the rumor's always been, especially since the floods have started opening with these groups coming up, that George Soros and some of his henchmen have been paying these people to move or have people embedded to gather these people and move them toward the border. And it's just kind of part of a plan, I guess, this globalist plan to kind of take down the United States piece by piece. But I'm just glad to see Trump is finally kind of questioning, why is this happening? Why is this happening now? And who's funding it? And I would really like to find out who is funding it.
Well, let me kind of give you an ironic twist. A Honduran person with the government sent a member of Congress a video of money being exchanged. Now, we don't know if it happened in Honduras or if it happened somewhere else, but they sent these guys being handed money. It was up on the internet, and when I tried to go back and copy it over, it was gone. But so that all of a sudden that went around like wildfire, and then it disappeared. Now, guess what the Democrats are saying?
What's that?
That Trump is the one that's doing it, that he's funding it so he can make a political a political opportunity out of it. How about that? How about that for the irony?
Yeah, that's really ironic. The whole thing, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences, and this is not a coincidence. This is being done on purpose. And, you know, the irony, too, is, you know, we yelled and screamed about the separation policy, that has actually made it worse. The separation, since we're now allowing families to stay together, this has actually engaged these people to where they feel like they can come up as a family and not be separated. So that was kind of it stopped them from coming. And now we've changed this policy because of all the liberals crying about it. And it's actually made these people come in greater numbers because the policy's been taken away. And I just don't believe in coincidences when it comes to stuff like this. There's hands behind the scene making this happen. And it's happening at just a most perfect time. I don't know. Hopefully it'll backfire.
I think it is. As a matter of fact, something just moved on the wire that said that thousands of Honduran migrants turn around at the Guatemala-Mexico border.
Well, yeah,
just moved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you think Obama or anybody else? I think there's been some phone calls that made to Mexico. They said, look, even with the socialists they have as president, which who has been very quiet, I think. I think the phone calls have been placed down there and said, look, if these people start coming up here, we're going to have some serious problems. And then, you know, I don't know what the posse comitatus and all the rules are about militarizing the border. I mean, you could see this. As far as I'm concerned, especially these people are not vaccinated. They have diseases that have been eliminated in our country. As far as I'm concerned, this is an invasion.
Yeah, and I said that the last time this was happening. If you take it by the concept of an invasion, you are pushing back invaders into your country who are coming here illegally and will do harm to the country, whether it's fiscal harm, whether it's mental, medical, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, the money that we spent, the effort, the resources, I mean, that could be used in other places all over the country. The number of illegals here that are using our roads, our
schools. Just look at the schools.
Our schools, yeah.
If you have two kids in Montgomery Public School, that's $17,000. It's actually over that now. A year, by the way.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand there's the bleeding hearts out there that feel sorry for them. I do, too. But, you know, it comes to a point where you got to pick up a rifle and fight for your own country and not just run like a bunch of cowards.
That's what we've been doing.
You can't build jobs. You got to figure it out yourself and not become a burden somewhere else.
Well, you remember when John McCain gave his famous impassioned, we need to have compassion for these immigrants here. And everybody, that's when we started losing him big time. Chris, I got to go, buddy.
Yeah, y'all have a great day.
You too. T-Spear, hang on for me. News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Dan Morris Show.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me
you take such good care of me. Appreciate it. We got the show working now. You know this?
Woo!
It's like the Baryshnikov of radio is what you are. let's go to the phones and go to our good friend T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, good afternoon and good afternoon to everybody.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just kind of being patient, trying to keep sane in light of the political goings on and listening to the loony rantings of the banshee known as Democrats.
Wow.
They have really ramped it up, and I guarantee you between now and November the 6th, if you think it has been bad in the last couple of weeks, you ain't heard nothing yet. It is going to get worse. There will be more accusations. There will be people that will climb out from underneath their cesspools to make allegations that will be public. This is going to get ugly. We thought it was ugly against what they did to Judge Moore and then again to Justice Kavanaugh. You ain't seen nothing yet. I can promise you that. It is going to be, and I don't even have a crystal ball. It is going to be so bad that it will tear this country apart. You used a word a little while ago, invaders, and that's a word that I've been using for illegal invaders into this country for over 10 years now. People are finally now realizing exactly what that means. That means that this individual is coming to this country. They have no intentions of learning our language. They have no intentions of assimilating into our culture. They have no intentions of paying our taxes and becoming healthy, normal Americans. They intend to maintain their own nationality and their own language, and they expect you to pay for it, and they expect you to like it and accept it. This is no worse than what Saddam Hussein did against the Kuwaiti people. None.
It's interesting to me that they chose to carry their nation's flag with them as they're marching towards the United States. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
That was dumb PR on their part.
That is 100% an invasion, and if it is not stopped, it will get worse. Instead of having, 4,000 people headed this way? It started out like 2,000, and then it was 3,000, and now it's up to 4,000. The people, if they do not stop them at the southern border of Mexico, all of those individuals that have been turned away and are back in Mexico illegally, I might add, are going to come back with these people. Our borders will be inundated with them, and there will be almost no way short of an all-out military action against those people to keep them from coming in.
Well, right now, I think the plan is working. At least they're softening the blow and they're turning some people around at the southern Mexico border. And
well,
those people need to learn.
They will die.
Okay. T-Spear, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it.
Bye.
News 793.1 FM, Dan Moore Show. Let me do this. Let me go to our top of the hour break. Reminder on several things now. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Harvest Fest starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock, being Sunday at 10 o'clock. $10 for kids, $6 for adults. They've got so many things. Moo Train, we got hay rides, we got face painting, they've got the farm animals, they've got music, they've got it all. You're going to love it. And I'm giving away two tickets to the wine tasting for tomorrow. You just need to ask for them, and we'll put your name in the hat. Going to be back.
Don't ever let me be. I only-